It's June 5, the day in 1964 when David Bowie released his first single. Mind you, he still went under his real name, Davy Jones, back then, and he played with a group called the King Bees. Well, I got a girl that's good. The Apple II, the world's first personal computer, went on sale on this day in 1977.
You could probably put a lot of recipes in there.
Mm-hmm. And you can do trend analyses, generate bar graphs.
Kay Cotty sailed into Sydney on June 5, 1988, becoming the first woman to circumnavigate the globe solo and non-stop.
I expected a few friends, maybe a ferry or two of Blackmore supporters, and there was literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And I just kept shaking my head. I just don't believe this. I can't believe what all these people are doing out here.
June 4 birthdays, the world's biggest selling saxophonist. Tops the list, Kenny G is 63. Did you know he's also in the Guinness Book of World Records for playing one continuous note for over 45 minutes? Rugby union great Mark Eller is 60 today. He captained the Wallabies and in 1984 became the first Australian to score in every test of the UK tour.
Mark Eller, he's done it! A try in every test match! The first time in history!
Another Mark Wahlberg, is 48. Remember, he was Marky Mark with his funky bunch in the early 90s. He's gone on to make a much better actor, starring in Planet of the Apes, Saw, the Ted films, and the other guys.
This coffee table isn't the ego. It represents our shattered sense of community in the face of capitalist-driven isolation.
Finally, it was on this day in 2004 that silver screen actor and then US President Ronald Reagan died aged 93.
What my whole approach was based on the promise of a better America.
Remembering Ronald Reagan on June 5.